Yakima Henry smelled the sweet plum aroma of a familiar perfume wafting on the night breeze.
Yakima!
He glanced over his shoulder at the scantily clad doxy standing at the edge of the porch. He himself stood at the edge of the roadhouse's front yard, partially hidden by a spindly cedar.
Yes, ma'am?
Would you do me a favor?
What's that, ma'am?
I was wondering if you... Hey, what are you doing out there, anyways?
I beg your pardon, Miss Sabrina. I'm taking a piss.
Oh, how uncouth. Why don't you use the privy?
Yakima shook himself, tucked himself into his fringed buckskin breeches, and buttoned his fly.
Privy's off limits to breeds.
He picked up the firewood he'd gathered from the shed and headed back to the porch, and the smell of tobacco smoke and liquor tinged with the fragrance of the horse perfume. Sabrina frowned down at him, brown ringlets framing her face.
You can't piss where everybody else pisses? That's rotten.
Her willowy figure in a low-cut cream dress, hair, feathers, and several cheap necklaces was silhouetted against the roadhouse's two front windows.
This is the best job I've had in 2 years. I'm not gonna start complaining about where I piss.
He works you like a slave.
I've worked harder and for a lot less than what Thornton pays me. Now, what can I do for you?
She tipped her head toward the bat wings.
Me and one of the soldier boys broke my bed. Think you can fix it? It's early. If my bed was fixed, I could get 3 more customer service before closing time. You know Thornton's quotas.
The headboard or the frame?
A leg broke.
I'll get on as soon as I fill the wood box.
She smiled, looked around, and pivoting coquettishly on one bare foot, screwed a finger into her chin.
Thanks. I'll give you a free poke sometime, when Thornton's not around.
You lay with a breed?
Don't tell anyone, but I've laid with plenty of breeds. Last whorehouse I worked was around Belle Fouche.
Flushing, she nibbled a fingernail and turned slowly and slipped back into the bar. Yakima waited a moment and then went inside. He threaded his way through the bullwhackers, miners, and drifters, most of whom were camped overnight in the field behind Thornton's barn. He headed toward the wood box at the room's rear.
When you're done there, hustle 2 bottles of rye whiskey upstairs. Room 3.
Balancing the wood in his arms, Yakima continued his serpentine journey to the back of the room, warily watching the floor, finally making his way to the wood box. He went to the left end of the bar, where 2 rye bottles were waiting for him. He grabbed the bottles, retrieved his toolbox from the storage room next to the back bar, and headed upstairs. He delivered the rye to room 3, and then walked to Sabrina's door. He paused. The door was half open. Sabrina was sitting atop her dresser, wearing only her necklaces, while a sandy-haired drifter, his pants and underwear bunched around his jackboots, thrust his hips between her spread knees. Sabrina saw Yakima as he came through the door, but didn't bother to interrupt the drifter.
Oh! Oh!
She winked over the drifter's right shoulder and flicked a hand toward the damaged bed.
Oh, right there!
The half-breed crossed the room and inspected the broken leg while he fished out a few tools.
Get your money's worth now.
The drifter and Yakima hammered away at their respective tasks until both were finished. Yakima was done driving a nail through the leg and wrapping it with rawhide at about the same time the drifter was settling up with Sabrina.
Good night, Miss Sabrina.
Bye, darling. Stop by the next time you drift through. Maybe then we can try the bed instead of riding the dresser.
Whichever one's fine for me.
And thank you, Yakima, for fixing up the leg of the bed. Remember, next time Thornton's not around, I'll give you a little something for free as payment.